we need some sort of appropriate music for this.
Oh God!
Here, let's do this. Go ahead.
Oh, now I'm supposed to talk over that? Okay, well, we're going to be doing Pride48.com, which is going to be a collection of all kind of wacky gay podcasters that are going to be streaming live for an entire weekend over the interwebs that you'll be able to listen to not only on your iPhone, but on the internet, and you'll be able to call in and chat with them, and it'll just be fabulous. Yeah.
Who do you have lined up, Daniel?
Well, so far, Big Fatty, I'm glad you asked. So far, we have myself, Daniel Brewer from DuviesIn10.com, and Archer from ArcherRadio.com, and Tim Cormo from Tim Call Me an Ambulance.
And
nobody else.
Me.
No, I don't know. I don't know who else. No,
bitch.
We also have Big Fatty from the Big Fatty Online.
Forget it. You don't get any more music.
Oh, well, see,
online.
Now I got to go back to using my regular
online
voice now. No, Big Fatty is going to participate in the Pride 48, as well as Archer and, Jesus Christ, how could I forget Adam and Maddie? Adam and Maddie are like also the people that came up with the idea and that I shamelessly stole.
This just into the Big Fatty Online studios. Daniel Beaver admits to grand larceny. More details at the Kim Beaver Lodge.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 327 of the... No, wait a minute, is that right? Yeah, 327 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is heading over to the mailbox, because, y'all, he's got all kinds of stuff in there that he needs to tell you about. Yeah. Lord, hi everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty was just confused there for a minute. Y'all, I gotta tell you though, the Tuesday started off really, really good because Tuesday morning, very early in the day, I received an e-letter from Omar over there at the other O. And y'all, it was just like breaking news. Let's report in from to the Big Fatty Online studios from the other O. Oprah giving away chicken. And y'all, Oprah was indeed giving away Kentucky Grill chicken. She had a coupon, and you know Big Fatty loves a coupon. And I, at 10 o'clock this on Tuesday morning, Big Fatty got this thing from Omar. I saw this on Oprah this morning and thought you would love this. And y'all, it is a coupon from the Oprah Winfrey Show where you can go over. And y'all, it's too late now. By the time you hear this, it is too late because you had to download the coupon on Cinco de Mayo you had to download it. Oh, no, I take that back. You can download it until 9:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time on May the 6th. So that's today, y'all. You can still do this. Go over to the Oprah.com, and you can click on the little link over there, and you can download the coupon for the free two-piece meal of the Kentucky Grilled Chicken. Oprah's giving away chicken, y'all. Who knew it? And it wasn't even fried chicken. So, but Big Fatty has not been able to download the coupon because, the server is just swamped. It is swamped, y'all. It is just swamped. But I can assure you Big Fatty is going to be getting chicken coupon before the night is over. I don't care if Adam Lambert gets thrown off of the American Idols. I am getting the complimentary chicken because, you know, I missed the complimentary grilled chicken on Friday, which was Monday of last week when I had the rancid popcorn. Julie, no need to worry. I'm feeling fine now. Y'all, I got a note. You know, we talked about the spicy the spicy Chick-fil sandwich, and one of the places it was being test marketed was up in the Baltimore. Y'all, we know that Stevie B is up there in the Baltimore, and he wrote to me and said, Big Fatty, you better believe I've had that Chick-fil spicy chicken sandwich, but I never knew it was a Baltimore test. Lucky me. I thought it was delicious, but like Larry Cly, I'm fond of the spicy cuisine. I highly recommend it and hope it comes to Chucktown or somewhere close soon. Thanks for setting people straight on the mayonnaise. It is absolutely vile. And y'all, Stevie B is coming to the Gay Days down in the Orlandos. So we're excited about that. And Stevie B, y'all, I had a follow-up from Stevie B about that chicken sandwich. And let me see if I can find it right here. And yes, there it is right there. Y'all, he sent me, he was going through the drive-thru of the Chick-fil, and y'all, right there on the menu, spicy chicken sandwich, and you can get it either regular or deluxe. And you know, the deluxe comes with the lettuce and tomato. Probably has mayonnaise on it also. And you know, Big Fatty will not eat the mayonnaise. But you can get it as a entree or as a meal. And it appears to be the same price as the regular Chick-fil sandwich. Although I'm getting a little bit of glare off of the off of the menu. And by the way, in Baltimore, that is combo meal number 4. So, Stevie B, thank you so much for setting us straight on that and for sending that picture. Y'all, it looks like a Chick-fil sandwich, but it is spicy. Just spicy. Y'all, I have, what is this from, Daniel Beaver sent me something in Mexican, and I can't read that shit, and you know, so I'm just throwing it away. I have made Kim Beaver's day, y'all. This was a few days ago. She was commenting about her song that she sent to me. She says she knows that it was horrible, but it was pure love, and at least the sheep did a good job. Viking women aren't famous for sweet voices, you know. Well, y'all, I disagree with Kim Beaver on that. I thought it was just adorable, and I hope all of you got to hear the song from Kim Beaver. If you didn't, it was on yesterday's show for the Cinco de Mayo. So, y'all, I have received another recipe. No, it's not a recipe. Larry the Lurker, better known as Michael Perry up there in the Squamish, B.C., up there in the Canadas. Y'all, he has sent me something that absolutely looks delicious. Now, Perfetti, you're going to need to make these because these look delicious. But y'all, think about the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls, okay? And in the pinwheel of it, it looks like they have wrapped a piece of bacon in and then wrapped the cinnamon roll around it, but it is made with puff pastry, butter, sugar, and bacon. And y'all, it looks fucking delicious. But that, anyway, you have that image of what it looks like. And y'all, it looks fantastic. Flour for rolling out the puff pastry. Puff pastry from Trader Joe's. A half a stick of butter. Y'all, how can that be bad? Half a cup of brown sugar. Quarter cup of white sugar, 2 tablespoons of cinnamon, and 6 to 8 thick slices of bacon well cooked. Well, how about that? Y'all, it just looks delicious. Just go over there and goggle bacon cinnamon rolls. And it's on a place, on a website called Life is a Feast. And y'all, I think that Miss West needs to make up a big old plate of those before she hops on that plane coming over here for the barbecue tour. And Freddy, you could send Big Fatty some of those too, but y'all, they absolutely look delicious. So I'm going to suggest that one to you. And Scott up there in the D.C., bacon cinnamon rolls. Delicious. Y'all, we've already heard about the poop jokes. That app from Trucker Alex. Archer has talked about that, so I will not go on to more. And Miss Kathy has sent a picture of a woman pooping, And I hope she sent it to Archer. It says, I moved into my own apartment just so I could poop in peace. Yes, she did send that to Archer because I remember him talking about that. So I'll take that out in post. So you'll never hear me say that. Y'all, speaking of Perfetti, y'all, I am a little disturbed by this. Almost, not quite as disturbed about the person in the trunk of the car yesterday. But y'all, Perfetti has written to Big. You know, we're on a first name basis, Perfetti and Big. And he goes, Big, I don't know if you're going to be A, upset that your show put him to sleep, or B, horrified that I listened to your show with him, or C, as amused as I was, but I shot this very short video clip for you. Hope you can able to open it. If not, let me know and I'll throw it up on the GooTube. Y'all, I have no idea what the GooTube is. Do know that the next time he fights us when it's bedtime, I'm totally putting your show on. Late entry, even though it was a smallish file, it was taking forever to load. So here's the URL for the clip on GooTube. And I don't know what that means. Y'all, it is, I think that he played Big Fatty online. Oh my God. Can y'all hear that? I don't know if you can or not. Oh, dear Lord. Big Fatty's show has put Perfetti's children to sleep. Oh, dear God. Y'all, I'm just going to have to... I'm going to have to put this audio in for you. But y'all, it is on the YouTube. And the title of the thing is Bug Sleep. BUGSLEEP. But you should go see it because Freddy's little boy is cute. Okay, how about that? Bug Sleep. Okay. Perfetti. I'm neither horrified. That's your child, not mine. But Big Fatty will not be known as the nanny. I'm sorry. So, anyway. All right. Next, y'all, I have received... Miss Kathy is in the Albuquerque, New Mexico, and y'all, she is down there with the Mexicans with the pig flu, and she says, I will be close, what? I don't know what Miss Kathy has said here. Y'all, sometimes Miss Kathy sends the cryptic messages that Big Fatty doesn't... Oh, she wanted a tapeworm. That's what it was. And I told her that I thought that they were available in Mexico and that she might pick one up while she's down in Albuquerque. So, anyway, Big Fatty does not want the tapeworm. Y'all, that Kim Beaver is at it again. At it again. Y'all, she has decided that chocolate ice cream is lesbian bacon. But y'all, go over there to the Kim Beaver Lodge, and y'all, she has got over there, and you can get to that, by the way, if you go over to the BFO and just click over there. By the way, I have updated the Fat Favorites over there at the BFO, and I have changed Daniel Beaver's dubious attentions to Daniel Beaver. And I've added Lori Dean's... blob over there, and it is listed under recipes by Lori Dean. So there you have it. But Kim Beaver, where is it? It's right here. Y'all, she has found some kind of, she has turned Big Fatty into some sort of beast over there. And y'all, she has also got a picture of Big Fatty playing the fartaphone over there. And she has a picture of Ricky. Ricky is now delivering pizzas. And there's a picture of him over there, and Daniel Beaver is in jail. So, y'all, you should always go over there to the Kim Beaver and check out what she has, because there's always something new. Y'all, you can go a couple of times a day. I don't see how... I'm surprised she hadn't been fired by the fish cannery, although I think she'd be very happy to be fired by the fish cannery. So, anyway. All right. Y'all, I have received something from my mother, and it is pictures of signs, and for some reason now I can't get it to open. Well, fuck. Okay, well, it was real cute, and I was going to tell you about it, but now it won't fucking open. So, y'all, Gumbo Guy, he wrote me, and he said that he really enjoyed hearing Big Fatty over on the Daniel Beaver Show this past Sunday, and it was a very good show and very funny, which is, y'all, these are not terms that are normally used when describing the Daniel Beaver Show, but anyway... And he says, I sent you another great day in food. And y'all, were you aware that in the annals of popular cuisine, the Big Mac was introduced, I guess it was, when did he send this to me? He sent this to me on May the 4th. Y'all, somebody was saying that Monday was Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. I thought that was kind of... cute. I think that was Arthur that said that. But anyway, the Big Mac was introduced in 1968 on May the 4th. It sold for 49 cents, which is a big jump from the 15-cent standard McDonald's hamburger at the time. How did everybody get in America? How did they get everybody in America to remember that the Big Mac consists of two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun? What I found most distinctive about the Big Mac is the middle bun. Most hamburgers have just a top and bottom, not a middle. The middle is where they keep the thing from sliming apart, and that works. However, it creates a bun surplus. Y'all, when is the last time you used the word bun surplus? That may be the title of today's show. I'm writing it down right now. Bun surplus. So... Gumbo Guy, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I think we should all just take a moment right now and sing the Big Mac song. All right, y'all, here we go. I went to look for the music, but of course there's some rapper named Big Mac. So, you know, that's all I got. But here we go. Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed. Bun, bum, bum. Okay. All right, let's go back to the E-letters now, and let's see. And y'all, you can get ringtones of the Big Mac song, but I didn't want a fucking ringtone, so. Anyway. let's see. Okay, I've talked about that one, so I'm going to delete it. And then Lurie Dean, y'all, he has got that new... he's got that new recipe blob over there, and y'all can get to that by going over to the BFO, and you should do that, because y'all, he has stumbled upon a treasure trove of lesbian bacon. Who knew? I've talked to you about Omar, and I've talked to you about Kim Beaver. So, y'all, I think that I am pretty much caught up on everything. Y'all, if you have not, called, oh dear Gussie, if you have not called the Sea Hag,
I can't walk, I'm gray, I'm fat and I'm bald, don't you love me? Oh yes.
Remember that Thursday, Tamari, is her birthday, and she is going to be ancient, y'all, just ancient. And if you happen to be in the Las Vegas area and you're near some sort of a trailer park, you might want to just kind of scope it out and see if you see sort of this large mammal. See if you see this large mammal walking around going, where is Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.